From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kenny Malone. For the last year, we've been documenting life on the final 87 miles of I-95 in our End of the Road series. And the end of the End of the Road series is coming up 1 week from today. We'll be bringing you a special hour of stories. But today, to recap the year, we're going to do a kind of radio listicle. What is a listicle, you may be wondering? Well, they're usually online.
BuzzFeed.com.
And they're something like this.
21 funny pictures that'll reaffirm your faith in the Philippines.
9 terrifying marriage facts.
25 extremely important life lessons Walter White taught us.
So for a listicle, we have to have a number that isn't 10, a hyperbolic adverb or adjective, and kind of a long explanation of what the list is.
Okay, here we go. 6 insanely specific things we learned from spending an entire year reporting on Interstate 95. Is that good?
I think that's it.
Okay.
All right, so here we go.
Number 1.
The closed signs on 95 Express are the wrong colors. You know how occasionally the Florida Department of Transportation puts the word closed where a toll would normally be? It's a black sign, and closed is written in yellow lights.
The sign has to be black and white to be a regulatory sign.
Lieutenant Michael Wilfong coordinates the Florida Highway Patrol for 95 Express.
So there's no real enforcement of that request to not go in that lane.
FDOT says they will eventually replace the yellow and black signs with the right color scheme.
Number 2.
Hybrid drivers, you should enjoy those free rides in the express lanes while you can. FDOT says the 95 Express hybrid exemption is not long for this world. Even though there are no numbers to show this happening yet, FDOT's Jennifer Fortunis says one of the concerns is that free-riding hybrids might take over the express lanes and the lanes will get clogged up.
You are moving vehicles more efficiently, which then means that you would have reduced emissions just because you're not having lots of vehicles sit in traffic.
Hybrid drivers still have some time, though. Fortunis says the exemption will be around another couple years and should also apply to the Broward section of 95 Express when that opens up.
Number 3.
The godfather of the express lanes never bought a Lexus because people started calling his express lanes Lexus lanes. That guy is Robert Poole.
I'm the director of transportation policy for Reason Foundation.
People called Poole's express lanes Lexus lanes because they thought of it as a special highway for rich people.
For a long time, I was concerned about not having people be able to typecast me. Oh, he's just one of those people who drives a Lexus and doesn't care about anybody else.
The name Lexus lanes doesn't bother Poole anymore, but when he finally did buy a luxury car, it was an Infiniti.
Number 4.
I-95 had a massive drug problem. Author Tony DeCopel told us that in the 70s, virtually all of the marijuana being smuggled into the U.S. came up I-95 in Florida.
You couldn't get high in America without touching something that had traveled on that particular stretch of asphalt. So many people were driving dope up I-95 that it began to be talked about as the Reefer Express. And so many of those people who were driving the dope were doing cocaine, and a lot of cocaine, that they started describing their lines as lines as long as I-95.
Number 5.
I-95 road debris, way stranger than you imagined. You've seen flying mattresses and disembodied bumpers, but when we asked maintenance crews for a list of the junk they found on the side of I-95...
Sex toys.
Condoms. Toilets.
Pretty weird stuff.
Money. Foreign money.
Clothes.
All kinds.
Shoes,
wedding dress,
tuxedos,
pants,
underwear,
tampons,
bullets,
dental implants.
More traditional garbage included house doors,
garage doors,
car door,
car hood,
car roof. Basically enough spare parts to build your own garage and a car to put in that garage.
Number 6.
South Florida drivers really don't care about those plastic poles that separate the I-95 express lanes from the regular lanes. FDOT has to replace each of those plastic delineators an average of 8 times a year. According to Jason Chang, one of the designers of 95 Express, FDOT initially thought a pole every 20 feet would get the message across.
We really didn't think people driving at a certain speed would actually try to get through them, and that's what they did in the first week. So we had to shorten that space to 10 feet.
FDOT switched from poles every 20 feet to every 10 feet almost immediately after opening the lanes when they saw just how little South Florida drivers were deterred by a plastic pole. So there is your list of
6 insanely specific things we learned from spending an entire year reporting on Interstate 95.
Remember, we've got a special End of the Road hour coming up a week from today. That will air at 9 a.m. You can find all of our End of the Road coverage at WLRN.org. You're listening to WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kenny Malone.